This is a beautiful, beautiful time of year. This is my favorite time of year because it's so fresh. I could do anything. I could really be anybody so far, you know? And by January 10th, I'm like, I'm me. Never mind. I had a lot of plans, but a week and a half. It's so early in the year, it's almost weird if you've already had a bad day. You know what I mean? But this is New York, so you know somebody has. I was on a bus on January 2nd and just heard a guy go, fuck, just to himself. I don't know what was going on in his life, but January 2nd, he was like, it's over. That's a wrap. Oh, it's crazy. I also love this time of year because it's the last little bit of runoff where you're still trying to return Christmas presents. Like the bad ones. Like you on the phone with customer service, like, no, I have the receipt, please. Like it's. And this is the thing. A lot of people give gifts and everything, but they don't know if they gave a good gift to the person, especially if they don't know them well, right? And my thing is, this is how you tell if it's a good gift in this present day we live in. If you didn't get a gift for someone from a store that was looted in 2020, that's not a good gift. I'm not going to lie. Do you know what I mean? It's a very easy metric now. Because, look, I'm just saying, everything's free when we looting. And there are brands that know that they didn't get touched. Like, honestly, if I was a shop owner, I would be embarrassed if I showed up the morning after a riot and I get to my store, Nike store ransacked, Louis Vuitton store unrecognizable, and then my store pristine, not even broken glass. I'd be like, I gotta hang it up. I didn't know it would be like this. Can I burn it down and say it was part of the riot? Because this is a shame. I remember that was a very specific time. This is my favorite thing about any riot that happened in the U.S. in 2020. There were some stores that boarded up that really didn't need to bother. Like, nobody talks about that. But there are a couple places that were like, oh, we got to batten down the hatches. Like, no, you really don't. I promise. Nobody is checking for you, okay? There were brands that were feeling themselves. Like, I don't know if you remember this, but you can look this up. This is a real thing that happened. In 2020, during the protests, there were Sweetgreens that boarded up in preparation. Sweetgreen. I want to meet the person who made the decision. I want to meet the person who was like, all right, it might get crazy out here in Seattle. And you know it when it gets crazy. You know what niggas love is arugula. So we got to hold it down, all right? Got to protect the inventory, okay? Oh, no. No need to bother. You know, I said all that to say if you got me a Christmas present this year, a gift card from Sweetgreen, you fucked up. That wasn't the move. Bought me grass. Have y'all been watching that Squid Game game show? Yeah. Okay, if you haven't watched it, then genuinely, I'm begging you, don't watch it. Okay, if you don't know what Squid Game is as a show, Squid Game, the show is a Korean drama, all right? It's probably one of the best TV shows that we have that fully encapsulates the idea of capitalism and what we do to each other when we're lacking, when we have need, and when there's literal money floating over our heads, the links that will go, right? And even the show becoming a show is a Cinderella story because the guy that wrote it, he pitched it around the world for 10 years and nobody wanted it. Finally, Netflix bought it. They put it up on their platform. It became an international sensation. There's games, there's toys, there's everything. And then they made the game show, which is weird. That's pretty odd, because that means they also watched the show and they saw what a commentary it was on the human psyche when it comes to money, when it comes to access and everything. And then they were like, yes. Yeah. We should do that. Yes, we should do that. Let's round up these poors and make them battle it out. We'll get 400 of the saddest stories you've ever heard in your fucking life. It was just, it's insane. And this is the other reason that I'm begging you not to watch it, okay? In the show Squid Game, the Korean drama, when you lose, you die. In the game show, when you lose, a pack goes off. It explodes on you, and it's black. It's not red. It's ink. Squid Game, very clever. And it explodes, but they still make the people fall like they die. And it feels like they test running, killing a person in front of us. Do you know what I mean? Because when I was watching the show, the first person lost and then they fell. And I was like, that's a little dramatic. All right. And then 12 more people fell. And I was like, wait, are they really killing people on my TV right now? Because if they are, I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Because they already shot the show and I'm at home. But can we make sure that for season 2, they don't kill anybody? Because I'm going to finish the show. It's compelling. But it's just a weird thing. I don't know. It's very unsettling because they make all these people tell the saddest parts of their life and they cut to them in the show and you know they're not going to win. Why are you telling me this is a physical American Idol. Why are you telling me the sad story and you know they're not going to get far? That's terrible. It would be a dude with the biggest tearjerker you could ever imagine. He's like, I'm just want to bring money back home for my cousin. He's got cancer herpes, and he doesn't have a real house. He got half a house, so I want to pay for him to finish his house because he get rained on anytime it rains sideways a little bit. And so I just want to have a full roof for him to be under, not half a roof, because he really got like half an umbrella over his head right now. And so I just want to do something nice for him because he donated a bunch of his bones to orphans. And so he already didn't have a good life to begin with. And then they zoom out of the person playing the game, and you see he's the shortest man that's ever lived. You're like, he's not gonna get far at all. Physical limitations alone. Why are you getting me attached to his story? Or even worse, they'll interview like a smart woman, and you'll be like, they're not gonna let her get far at all. That's she gonna slip up and say a big word in front of him, and the dumbs are gonna jump on her. That's she gonna say one of those encyclopedia words and be like, get her out. She look like she can do puzzles. Oh, so jarring. Are y'all also following this Gypsy Rose thing? Okay, in case you don't know anything about Gypsy Rose, I'll try to bring you up to speed as quickly as possible. Gypsy Rose is a young woman, used to be girl. She was a girl when all this happened. Her mom has Munchausen by proxy. So her mom convinced her she was sick, convinced everyone else she was sick, told people she was sick, raised money for her because she was so sick. So she was like, GoFundMe before GoFundMe, right? And so she was like raising all this money and everything. Then Gypsy realizes, hey, I'm not as sick as you're making me out to be. Around the same time that this happens, right? She makes a friend online. They start dating. That becomes her boyfriend, okay? And then she tells her boyfriend, you need to kill my mom so we can be together. I was not in the room when this conversation happened. But the way that I think it went was Gypsy gets close to this person and is like, you're gonna have to kill my mom so we can be together. And then he said, I was planning on killing somebody anyway. Because it took so little convincing. This man is clearly out of his mind, right? Killing a mom should be several conversations. You should have to wear me down to kill your mom. If you tell someone, I need you to kill my mom so we can be together, and they go, yup, you are also in danger. That is absolute insanity. He said yes so quick. That's the reddest flag there is. He said it so quick. Once again, I was not in the room, but he agreed to it so fast, I'm pretty sure he finished her sentence. I'm pretty sure she was like, hey, I need you to. He's like, kill your mama, I got it. And she was like, I was going to say pass the remote, but okay. And so then that's what happens. They meet up and then he kills the mom and then they get caught immediately. They get caught so fast. I was genuinely disappointed in them. I was like, you couldn't make it a day. You got caught. They got caught so insanely quickly. And so then they're not together anymore because then they flipped on each other and everything. And it's hard to stay together when you first 48ed each other. Like, but you just immediately like, it was his crazy ass. I said it at once and he did it. That's. And so then Gypsy got way less time than him and she got out. She's out now. She got like 7 years. He got life because I'm pretty sure she only had to remind him once. I'm pretty sure She only had to be like, hey, that thing about killing your mama, yeah, it's on my calendar. All right. And look, I'm just saying, the main thing that they did wrong, besides killing a person, the main thing that they did wrong is that they didn't really understand the internet the way we don't really understand the internet. So all they did was have the most incriminating conversations online, right? I'm pretty sure they Skyped at one point. I was like, can you stop doing recordable stuff? And so then she gets out, and I saw like a TikTok of her, wishing everybody well, thanking everyone for wishing her well and everything, saying Happy New Year's. And then she said something interesting to me. She was like, I'm spending New Year's with my dad, my stepmom, and my husband. And I was like, husband. And I was just shocked. I didn't know she had a husband. So I looked into it, and she had met somebody, and they got married in 2022. And I looked him up. Have y'all seen the husband?
Yeah.
Y'all seen? Okay. That man looks more like the Kevin James meme than Kevin James. I was genuinely blown away. There's a picture of him with Gypsy Rose where he's like, and it's like, and it's not even a diss. That's just his swag. Is that like cheeky, you know, everything? And then apparently some people were coming for him online for some weird reason. I have no idea. And then Gypsy came to his defense and she was like, it's okay, baby. They're just jealous because the D is fire. You know what? I'm glad you had a happy ending. I'm glad you're okay.